Strange Adventure.
The office phone rang insistently until Inspector Jonathan Hawk of the Homicide Bureau lifted the receiver. The voice at the other end of the line was that of Police Sergeant Callahan, and he seemed excited.
Hey, Chief, there's been a murder at Elmer Arms' apartment. One of them cowboys from the Wild West show at Madison Square Garden, yes. I've got some of the boys watching the place now.
Good. I should be right over.
A short time later, Jonathan Hawk pulled up at the door of the small apartment house and entered apartment 6 on the ground floor. Huddled in the center of the room lay the body of the cowboy, still wearing his western regalia. Hawk knelt down and examined the bullet wound in the victim's chest. Sergeant Callahan volunteered the man's identity.
He's Laramie Bill Wilton, one of the chief bronc riders at the rodeo. I found out from another cowboy, Buzz Brewster, who lives right across the hall here.
I see, thank you. Where is Buzz Brewster now? I'd like to talk with him.
Buzz Brewster had a very plausible story to tell concerning his actions and whereabouts on the night before.
Well, I got shook up pretty bad in the show last night, so I came home right after performance and went to bed.
I see. About what time was that?
Oh, around 1 o'clock. Laramie Bill and me stopped at the beanery for a cup of coffee, then walked home together. That was the last I saw Bill until this morning. It started raining, and I woke up. Now, remember, Bill always slept with his windows wide open, was probably snoring right away through the storm. Never locked his door, so I figured I'd go over to his apartment and shut the windows.
You say the murdered man lived alone and slept with his doors unlocked?
Yes, sir. By the time I got dressed enough to get across the hall, it stopped raining, but I thought I'd take a look anyway. I was turning the doorknob when I heard a shot. I rushed into the apartment just in time to see a tall man jump out the bedroom window.
Thank you. Sergeant Callahan, come with me. Maybe there are footprints outside the window.
The men walked around the building and found several footprints in the damp earth beside the dead man's window. Callahan pointed to a leaf in one of the footprints.
Say, look at the sunlight shining on them raindrops.
Jonathan Hawk noted that the footprints were partially filled with water and that this interesting fact furnished a valuable clue to the identity of the murderer. Inspector Hawk seated himself before the handcuffed prisoner. Buzz Brewster trembled with fear as the homicide officer revealed the clue that had caused his arrest for the murder of the other cowboy.
You see, Mr. Brewster, you told us that the rain had stopped before you entered Wilton's apartment and saw a man jump out the window. If that had been so, there would not have been water in the footprints. Those footprints were made by a man wearing spurs with large rowels. You jumped through the window, and you did it before the rain, not after.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.